This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's hear from Cody Bellinger. You got it?
Yeah, so just to set this up, there is about 4 minutes of Cody Bellinger postgame. I've boiled down 2 minutes to where he mentions, and I'll let you guys hear this, conversations and a specific type of meeting. So I'll let you guys decipher, and we'll just discuss from there.
It's always a certain point where, you know, it's not necessarily going your way, and you feel it, and you kind of feel this extra pressure to get the job done. You know, at the end of the day, it's the same game, and you know, we had good conversations. We're gonna have good conversations. We're gonna keep going, and we're gonna keep playing for each other, and you know, get out of this thing.
What are those conversations? How do you guys snap out of this?
You know, I think we got a lot. We got a bunch of young guys. We also got a bunch of guys with a lot of time, and you know, I think for me, it's just having good quality conversations and just remembering who we are and continuing to stick with our approach and continuing, you know, working hard and working on the right things and you know, ultimately just playing our best baseball.
When you're not scoring at all, does that get in your head? This is three shutouts in a row. I know teams go through scoring slumps, but to not score three in a row when you're got the best average, most runs, most home runs, does that start to get in your head?
Yeah, you know, I think it's been a wild three games. I think it's been very frustrating, and you know, ultimately we're going to come in tomorrow, and you know, we're going to have the hitters meeting. We're going to chat about what we can do better. Obviously we're not getting the job done, and
you know,
we're going to
file
like hell to get the job done tomorrow and get a W.
You
and
know,
we
could
our pitchers have been pitching really well.
Evan, I
so
feel like that's what he's talking about, though.
Yeah,
like when he says we're having conversations, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Hitters meeting.
Yeah,
we're talking about a private meeting with the players.
This is the problem, I think, with aggregating sometimes. He never said there was a players-only meeting. He said players talked about things after the game, which could be Cody screaming over to Judge's by his locker, hey, yeah, we got to be a little careful next time, or whatever the hell they're saying to each other.
And he talks about the older guys talking to the young guys.
Yeah.
He mentions that.
And their hitters meetings.
And, again, correct me if I'm wrong, Evan, you know this, I believe that was Randy Miller that asked that question that led to the hitters meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that just feels like a wild leap to say that's a players-only meeting.
Yeah, there was no evidence of a players-only meeting. So for some reason, that really took hold over the last few hours. But that's where this all came from Cody Bellinger speaking. And it just sounds like the Yankees, as a team, has good communication. They talk to each other a lot. And that's it. Now, to Tiki's point, I mostly agree with you. What the hell's the difference if you have a players-only meeting or not?
Right.
Like, I don't know if that matters. The one last year with the Mets turned into that of legends. And if you listen back to our show a year ago, the day that happened, I'm pretty sure you and I kind of said the same thing, which is great, have a meeting. What the hell's that going to do?
Exactly.
If they start winning, great.
Right.
Now, they did start winning, but I don't know if it was necessarily connected to the meeting.
No, I think it was just the guys who were supposed to be hitting, primarily Lindor, took off.
Yes.
And so did the rest of the team. So, to me, it was maybe the meeting, maybe the shock of what's his name, throwing his glove and getting
Jorge Lopez.
Throwing his glove and getting DFA'd. That, like, maybe that was enough, right? Just like, oh, crap. Like, we thought we were going to be good this year, and now this guy's gone. So it's like this sudden change shocks everybody.
Right.
And so maybe that's what it was.
So the Yankees need to make a sudden change. They got to DFA somebody?
Maybe.
Who do you want to DFA, Sean?
They,
Pablo Reyes doesn't count 3 days ago.
Peraza.
Oswald Peraza.
Let's get Vivas back up here.
I don't
think
they
did dump Scott Effer also already.
Yeah, that those kinds of moves don't really do anything.
So you want a big DFA.
It's got to be.
DJ LeMahieu?
No.
Can't do that. He's too valuable.
Unfortunately.
Can't do that.
There isn't one.
Nah, there really isn't.
I have one.
Now, unfortunately, you just have to actually start hitting. That's what you need to do. Matt's in Mayapak. Hey, Matt.
What's going on, Evan and Tiki? How you guys doing today?
What's up?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ma'am?
So I'm just calling, just make a real quick point. The last caller kind of made a point about the banners, and I was just curious, like, as a Met fan for you guys, yes. For you and Tommy, like, does that bother you that they put up banners for wild card wins? Like, I'm not trying to troll. I'm being genuinely, like,
you know,
asking that question.
I'm glad you asked that question because I had this discussion with my son a couple of weeks ago. We were sitting at Citi Field. We were looking at the banners, and believe it or not, Jet even said, do the Yankees put up those banners too? To which I said, the Yankees only put up championship banners. To which he said, why? And I said, because the Yankees have won so many freaking World Series. Now, I quickly pointed out, most of those World Series, in fact, all of them, were before he was born. A lot of them were before I were born. Many of them were before integration. So I just wanted to point out, yes, they have a lot of championships. They do. They have the most in sports. But context matters. With that said, I actually do like the wild card banner being up there. I gave this a lot of thought, but there are rules that I have to this. Okay. Number one, the wild card banner needs to be one banner, okay? You win a pennant, it should have its own banner. You win even a division, you should have its own banner. But for the wild card, it needs to be stuck on one banner, which they do. That's caveat number one. Caveat number two, you need to advance out of the wild card round to put the banner up. Mm. So 2022, 2016, but 1999, I'm damn proud. 2000, we got to the World Series. I'm damn proud. Last year, 2024, got to the NLCS. I am proud. So I've got my wild card banner rules.
Right.
I would keep it on one banner, which they do, and I would X-nay on the getting knocked out in the first round A.
You don't want the participation banner.
Correct.
I would agree with that.
Thank you. You agree with me, positive Tommy?
I don't.
Would you like the participation banner?
I don't want a banner. If you want to acknowledge it somewhere in the park, that's fine. I would not put a banner up, though, for it.
Unless even last year?
They got to win the World Series, then we can talk. And then you could maybe put up the, you know, the road to get there. Like I said, you could put it somewhere in Citi Field where it acknowledges it. Maybe a photo in the hallways or something that, you know, commemorates the season and the team. But a banner for it? I don't like it.
Wow.
I don't like it.
What happened to positive Tommy?
It's not about being positive. It's about understanding, like, certain things are for banners. And I'm surprised, and I'll answer, but I'm surprised because you're very strict on the retired numbers. Mm-hmm. But for this, you're a little looser.
Yeah, because I think making the postseason and advancing in some way is a really big accomplishment.
I agree.
And winning a division championship for this franchise is a huge accomplishment.
But see, that's the part that I don't
I've seen two of them in my
entire life. I know, but
life.
I don't like it for this franchise. I don't like that. I don't like the idea of holding yourself to low standards for this franchise. The Yankees have not, they don't have enough room for banners.
But here's the problem. it's not low standards. It's actually regular standards. The Yankees are on another level. And if we compare ourselves to the Yankees, that's also not fair to the history of the Mets. The Yankees have, and you could save it, you could tape it, you could do whatever you want with it, they have the greatest history in all sports. Mm-hmm. Like, I acknowledge that. I do. The Yankees have such a great history. Do you know what they did this year that no one else does?
No.
They won the pennant, and they didn't acknowledge it on opening day. They didn't raise a banner.
That's funny.
They won the pennant. They went to the World Series. The Mets gave away rings when they got to the World Series. Like, literally, give away pennant rings. You should appreciate this. You went to a Super Bowl. It's a damn big accomplishment.
Right.
The Yankees are so successful, or arrogant, however you want to phrase it, that they did not even, unless I missed it, they didn't even acknowledge
winning the pennant. Well, the only acknowledgement that we got was Giancarlo Stanton saying, you better not wear those AL rings.
And that's not an acknowledgement.
Right.
Yeah, it's a different world. I don't think we should compare ourselves because they do have an incredible history.
I just don't like second and third place trophies. And you're even going even further down with that stuff.
Well, it's not a trophy. It's recognizing an accomplishment.
Right, but you could recognize it somewhere else where it's not in broad daylight that a young Jet would then ask. Because how many other Jets are out there going, why don't the Yankees do this?
Why don't
the Celtics do that?
So you think the Giants should not acknowledge winning the NFC Championship in 2000?
They should acknowledge it, but I don't think it should be necessarily... You have to separate things. That's all I'm saying.
Very disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful. Mm. To who? Tiki?
They got to the Super Bowl.
Tiki, cover your ears. Earmuffs. They got to the Super Bowl. That's great.
But it is great. I think there should be a banner that says it.
There's nothing wrong with acknowledging that.
Thank you.
It's like acknowledging getting to the World Series. You would acknowledge that.
By the way, Cat got your tongue over there, Mr. Giant?
No.
You're not going to say anything? That you don't put the Giants in the same category football-wise as the Yankees?
I've only said this 14 times in the 15 years here. That the 2000 Giants are single-handedly my favorite sports team of all time. So I think they should be acknowledged.
All right, so
they
I'm the
won
bad guy.
They won an NFC Championship game 41-0.
I'm not saying they shouldn't be acknowledged.
They weren't the Yankees beating the Guardians in the American League Championship Series.
Plus, this isn't fair to the Knicks. Can you imagine all the banners we have to... take down, they only have two left.
Yeah. And they snuck a division champions banner on there, too.
Well, what the Knicks did... Here's what they did that's actually really pathetic.
A division?
Not only did they sneak a division...
I can barely tell you who's in their division.
The Knicks added it after the fact. So, like, when the Nets won their first Atlantic division, they put a banner up right away. Right away. That banner went up. Also, Eastern Conference Finals, because it happened in the same year, Eastern Conference Championship. So they put the banners up right away. Want to mock it, fine. It went up right away. The Knicks waited years and then retroactively added division championship banners because they realized they didn't have enough banners. That's bad. Even the Mets didn't do that. Mets won a wild card. They put that banner up right away. Hey, wild card.
One more thing. It's acknowledging it with a banner, but I believe I was there on opening day. They announced the Yankees in the intros as your American League champion New York Yankees. Is that acknowledging
it? I mean raising a flag.
Permanently acknowledging.
Yeah, like an affirm, like flag-raising accomplishment ceremony. They did not do that.
Gotcha.
That's what I mean by that. Briefly referring to them as the American League champions, that's not what I mean. I mean like a full acknowledgement of it.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.